I'm Kelly Burley with OSU President Burns Hargis for Campus Connection. The last edition for February, I might add, Burns.
Yeah, it's flying by, isn't it?
Hard to believe. It's hard to believe that spring break is nearly upon us. And with everything going on in the classroom, there's music coming from a most unusual place on campus.
Yeah, we're mixing rackets with jazz. This past Sunday, we had a spring musicale at the Greenwood Tennis Center. And Mike Greenwood's generosity helped us build this fantastic new indoor and outdoor tennis complex, which is one of the best college tennis facilities in the country. The Greenwoods hosted the Friends of Music Organization's event Sunday that featured the OSU Jazz Ensemble. So it was a great way to spend a otherwise pretty inclement Sunday afternoon here in Stillwater.
And Burns, a talented group of OSU students just walked away with a national title in a most interesting discipline.
Well, they did, and it's not that unusual from jazz and rackets, tennis rackets to meat judging. The OSU won its 17th national championship in its 88-year history in the competition of meat judging. The team finished first in several categories, including beef, pork, and lamb judging. We really have, I'm proud to say, one of the top programs in the country because of our outstanding faculty, and we draw great students from all over the country. But the lessons of this program really go far beyond just meat judging. It really improves students' critical thinking, their communication, and organizational skills. And I think it develops self-confidence and leadership and team building, much the same as the way FFA and 4-H do. So, and actually, the first cowgirl and I were pleased to host the students from our current national championship team at a reception last night. And yes, we had meat.
And finally, Burns, students are coming in from around the Big 12 for a meeting this week.
They are. We're a very special group of students. We're pleased to host the Big 12 Conference on Black Student Government. We have several hundred student leaders on campus Thursday through Saturday. They're going to be discussing important issues to African-American students and bringing the perspective of each Big 12 campus. At OSU, we've made solid gains in attracting more African-American students here and in graduating more. But we can get better, and we can learn from each other. So we appreciate the leadership of our African-American students to host this event, and I know it'll be a successful one.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.